Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the show. Morning Studio.
Morning.
Maren Morris on later. The Friday morning dance party on later. I do want to start with something that's happened within our group here where... Morgan, you were out yesterday. Your car broke down. Is that what happened? Are your tires go flat or what?
No, so my car just totally died on me. So I was stuck in a parking garage and couldn't move.
Well, at least it was a parking garage.
Yeah, top of it.
I bet it happened on the road. That stinks. So you're at least somewhere kind of safe. But what do you do?
Yeah, well, everybody's at work, right? It's the middle of the day. And I was like, well, I guess I can reach out to the show because we're off at this point. And so I send a group text to our Bobby Bones Show, all the people on the show, basically.
No. I ain't in it.
Yeah, except you.
You guys can have your little behind-the-scenes gossip and keep me out of it.
That's our thread where we talk about you.
Yeah, you should see it.
Love to have a little glimpse of that.
Oh,
yeah. So you text that.
Yeah, and I was just like, hey, is anybody around that could come help me out? I need to get a jump on my car. And so thank goodness... some people responded, and I was really excited. I was like, oh, great. Somebody can come help me. Lunchbox responds, I have cables, but I'm on my bike.
That's not going to help.
Yeah, but you couldn't, like, cycle home?
I could have cycled home, got my car, and gone back to her, but I was just letting her know I'm on my bike, so it would be a minute.
Okay.
And so she said, oh, thanks, but no thanks.
You said no thanks?
No, I just laughed at it because I didn't really know what else to say. That wasn't going to help me.
Okay, and next?
And then Raymundo responded, I have cables, but may break down getting to you.
True. So so you went half a step. You do have cables as well, but what do you mean? Your car sucks?
Pretty bad. Brakes have been real weird. Haven't had time to get them fixed.
Don't you make time for brakes?
Yeah, brakes are kind of important, man.
Yeah, you make time for that one. What's up with the car, bro?
It's 175,000 miles.
I get it, but you do pretty good.
Yeah, we're trying to do a 4Runner.
No, I hear you. That's awesome. I hope so. Money problems?
No money problems. Just, hey, if it's still running, rock it, but we're nearing the end on that one.
But you couldn't help Morgan.
I'm probably 25 minutes from her, too. AAA is quicker than that.
Not in the 25 minutes, no. Okay, but okay. Okay, next.
So, thankfully, Mike D responds. He's like, I got cables. I'm coming to you. I'm 5 minutes away. So shout out to Mike D because he actually showed up for me instead of just saying he had cables and then made an excuse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, we got all everything you need. Hey, is that what you need to get out of there? No problem. We got all that. Except we can't do it because, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, nice job, buddy. Listen, if we were rating guys based on how good a guy they are, Mike D's number one.
Oh, he's the leader.
Mike D's number one in this room, at least on the thread that I'm not a part of.
Do y'all know how to use jumper cables?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to know that coming out of the womb. Or you try it coming out of the womb and it goes, and then you figure out real quick how to do it right after that. But you're good. What's up with the car? Battery?
Yeah, alternator? The battery died. I had to take it to O'Reilly's.
Yeah.
And they just put in a new battery. Thankfully, it was like 2 months from the warranty going out. I was like, sweet. Battery replaced. I'm good to go.
You know, you have this thing with your voice, right? Mm-hmm. That sometimes it cuts in and out. It almost sounds like you're breaking up, though.
Yes, I thought that's
like, oh, it yeah. sounds like you're on a bad feed.
Phone service.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You never know.
So people listening to that may have thought, what's wrong with my radio? Mm-hmm. Just Morgan's voice.
No, it's the radio.
All right, Mike D., you're a good dude, man. I don't care what they say about you. All right, Morgan, glad you're here.
Thanks.
Glad you got a new battery. It is time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So I just started dating a guy I really like. The only issue I have with him is his name Bailey, because it's also my dog's. That's right, I'm dating a guy who has the exact same name as my dog. When I first met him, he told me his name and I laughed and said, that's my dog's name. And we laughed. But now it's getting a little annoying. Every time he's over, I call him, my dog runs over. Or I call my dog and he comes over.
Funny. Funny.
That's so funny. Who else would be bothered by it? Help me out. Would it be weird to call your pet and significant other by the same name? What do I do? Signed, anonymous girlfriend. I thought about this because when I just read the headline and just thought about it, I thought that wouldn't be a big deal. But it would be annoying every single day of your life because they would both have – that is kind of annoying. It's funny, but it's kind of annoying. The easy answer is you call your new boyfriend B, Bales. You give him a nickname. The dog gets to keep his name. The dog rules. The dog was first.
Really?
It was first.
And the dog doesn't know what a nickname is.
But the boyfriend's older.
I don't give a crap. The dog lived there first. The dog will probably be with her longer. And even after Bailey, the human, is out.
Wow.
And he may not be. They may get married. But if we're just playing the odds and the numbers, this dog's going to be around. That dog. Don't disrespect the dog. So I'm getting mad for the dog. I'm really getting upset. That dog was there. That dog also doesn't understand the concept of a nickname. Yeah. So you can't just name it something different. So the dog is named Bailey. Your boyfriend's name is insert Bales. B. Lee. What?
Big B.
Oh, whoa.
I guess Big that matters.
B, all right, I like that.
What?
All right.
Maybe go with his middle name.
But that's not his name. Like, you have to learn a whole new name. Just nickname him. Nickname, you probably already got something for him anyway.
Call him Bales.
And also, it's a good reason to have a nickname now if you don't. It's a good step forward in that. Don't you dare change the dog's name. If you do, you're banned from this show and listening.
Oh, God.
Right? That's the dog. It was there. Dogs are loyal. We'd be loyal back. Yeah, I would be annoyed by it. That's funny, though. It's like funny annoying. So you can keep them both, but if you have to decide, Bailey the human goes, Bailey the dog stays. All right, thank you for the email. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday, and we like to lead with a listener submission.
Fun Fact Friday. Did you know that if you spread your arms and your hands out all the way from side to side, that is exactly how tall you are? Thanks. I love the show.
No way.
I don't believe it.
You're telling me my arms and hands are 6'1"?
Uh-huh.
No, are you telling me that?
No, they're not. They're
are you
not.
Telling me it's 6'1" tall?
They're shorter than
no.
that.
No. Wow, I'm blown. My mind's blown right now.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right, around the room, and I'll go first because I often talk about the Kool-Aid man. And I go, do you need me to Kool-Aid man that? That means just run through the wall. For you kids, you'd watch a commercial on Saturday morning, there'd be a house, and the Kool-Aid man would come, boom, right through the wall and be like, hey, kids, I'm the Kool-Aid man. And it was awesome. Well, scientists have figured out that if the Kool-Aid man was real, He would have the force to break through a brick wall, but about one third of his Kool-Aid would splash out in the process.
Oh.
So it'd be Kool-Aid everywhere if he did that. So it is not legitimate. Amy.
So hickeys can be deadly. The suction can result in a blood clot that in some cases has traveled to the person's brain and caused a stroke.
Whoa. Wow. And that's why I never wanted hickeys as a teenager in my
really?
20s. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I never got them. That and also why? Nobody wanted to give them to me. Yes. Lunchbox.
The first thing that develops in a human embryo is the anus.
Oh, gosh.
You would think the heart, the brain, anything. But nope, the anus is the first thing to develop.
That's cool, interesting.
Cool. I mean, yeah, I guess.
I think he just wanted to say anus.
Are we sure about this?
Morgan?
In Japan, it's common to find QR codes on cemetery headstones. You can scan the code and then watch a video of the person's life.
Wow. That's awesome.
Amazing.
I wish if we wanted to wear a QR code like on the back of our shoe or because maybe that's weird, somebody's trying to, but just somewhere you could wear one and people could know about you. Or let's say you were 25 and single and you're like, I'm dating. So your QR code was pink.
Okay.
And so other people that had the pink could QR code you to see, oh, he likes animals. He's only been divorced once. He lies about his height. He says he's, now all that could be a thing. I think, but that's pretty cool. I didn't know that was a. That's the thing at cemeteries.
Yeah, maybe you can bring it here. Would you put one on?
I don't give a crap what happens to me when I die. My body. I literally don't give a crap. I ain't here to know. I won't know. Do whatever. Weekend at Bernie's me if you want. I don't give any craps. Eddie, last one.
All you guys in the room, every single person in here, you fart on an average 14 times a day. And each fart travels through your body at 7 miles per hour.
Legit.
That's some power, well, baby.
Between the anus and the fart.
But they're fun, though.
I mean, mine was really fun.
Like, I thought hickey was risque. I debated
not compared to an anus and a fart.
Right.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Kelsey Ballerini announced a new song from her upcoming album. The song is called The Little Things.
Back to the basics, because the bigger than they seem. Give me that typical simple love. It's the
Lynn released a collaboration with Lady A. It's called Told You I Could Drink.
I drank you under the table, out of my head, over the memories of you in my bed. And honestly, just what else did you think when I told you I could drink?
Parker McCollum shared a new song called Handle On You.
After all this back and forth, fifth one.
Mitchell Timpani announced a new album this week called This Is The Heavy, and he dropped a new song from it today called Always Something With You. I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I got a shout out to a nurse at Northside Hospital in Georgia. Her name is Kim Still, and she was assigned to an elderly patient who was dying. That's just part of the story has to happen for the good part to come. They formed an immediate connection, but the dying patient had a chihuahua named Jax. And she was so concerned about what was going to happen with Jax. The nurse would listen to her talk about it. Well, then after she passed, her family came in, started selling off her stuff and doing whatever. They donated Jax to a shelter. And this nurse, she couldn't have it. She thought about it for a while, and she showed up at the shelter, and she said, hi, I would like to adopt Jax and take him home with me.
I feel so bad for Jax. Like, I'm already feeling bad for Jax. Yeah. He just lost his owner.
No, but the owner's nurse decided to go rescue him and take him in because she just couldn't live with the fact that Jax was going to be at a shelter. And he's older, so, you know, not looking good. And she says that Jax is, like, part of the reason she became a nurse, to help people. And she loves having this gift in her home. And then people at work heard about what she did, and she got an award for a good deed.
You know, when I think about me dying, one of the things I think about a lot is, let's say Caitlin and I both died.
Oh,
who would take care of the dog? Who would take care of the dogs? And like, would they feel all sad and weird, or would they just not give a crap and be like, as long as I'm fed, I'm good.
They'd probably move on, right?
Yeah, probably move on quick, right? Yeah, so I try not to be that sad. But yeah, the dog stuff makes me sad every time. But that's really cool of her to adopt those dogs. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, time to hopefully give away $5,000. This is real money. This is a real person. This is Brandy. Brandy, where do you live?
In Kingsburg, California.
If I know my Fresno right, that is south of Fresno. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Geography B. That's right, Geography B. Wow. We got that, yeah. Hey, Brandy from Kingsbury, what do you do for a living?
I'm a credentialed teacher, and I work at a homeschool.
So you help, if I'm getting this right, you help other like parents or homeschool teachers?
Yes. So parents who choose to homeschool their children, they have to have a credentialed teacher work with them. So we work side by side with the parents who want to homeschool their children.
That's pretty cool. Well, could you use $5,000? Could you use it?
Yes, I could.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully you get it. That's the game. So two truths and a lie. We will each read a statement here. Two of them are true. One of them is a lie. They're all about us personally. So if you've listened to the show, you definitely have a slight advantage because most of the stuff we've talked about at one point or another. But you can still nail it even if you haven't. Brandy, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
$5,000 up for grabs. Hit that music. I'll go first. I was doing a comedy show one night where I just kept getting heckled by this one guy over and over. It was nonstop. I don't know if he was trying to impress anybody. I don't know what the deal was. But I could not take it anymore. And I said, if you think you could do a better job, then why don't you come up here on stage? And so he did. He came up on stage and he crushed it. And it was so funny that I thought, well, I can never do that again because that makes me look worse. Mm. So there you go. There's that story. Amy, you're up.
So I ran into my fourth grade boyfriend working the Delta ticket counter when I was checking in for a flight to London. I was going to visit a friend, and we were totally shocked to see each other. Hadn't seen each other since elementary school. And all of a sudden, he starts pressing a lot of different keys. No idea what's happening. He hands me my boarding pass, and he upgraded me to first class. I could not have afford. I'd never even flown first class, and much less overseas. That never even was like in my mind. When I boarded the plane, they were like orange juice, mimosa, champagne. I mean, it was amazing. So shout out fourth grade boyfriends.
Let's go over to Eddie.
I was driving through Dallas with my family, and we were going by Cowboys Stadium. And I said, oh, boys, this is it. There's no game going on. It was just a random day. I said, let's just go and we'll walk around the stadium. It'd be so cool. And when we walked up there, there was a door that was propped open. I looked around. I said, boys, let's walk in. We walk in. Before you know it, I mean, we were on the field. Guys, we started running around the field, acting like we were playing football, acting like we were the Dallas Cowboys, and no one said anything.
All right, there you go. So we got three statements here. Brandy, me, I was doing a comedy show. Amy had a fourth grade boyfriend. And Eddie broke into Cowboys Stadium. Are any of them to you for sure true? Like, you're like, I know for sure that one's true.
I feel like yours is true.
Okay. You feel like mine is true. Okay. Are you locking me in for sure as true? Because once you say locked in, you're locked in forever.
Yes, I'm locking you in as telling the truth.
All right, so she's locked me in. All right, you have Amy and Eddie left. One of them is telling a lie, according to you. Which one do you think is telling a lie?
I think Eddie's lying.
Okay, so you think Eddie's story of just walking up to Cowboy Stadium and going in, being on the field, acting like the Dallas Cowboys, to you that's questionable?
Yes.
Okay. Are you locked in?
Yes, I'm locked in.
She is locked in. Okay, so we'll go to Amy first. Amy, okay. You ran into your fourth grade boyfriend. Is that statement true?
Yeah. Shout out Omar San Miguel.
Classic
Hooked
Omar.
Me up with first class tickets. No idea where he is now, but that was a good day.
Probably fired now. Oh,
probably.
Classic Omar. Okay.
Years ago.
Amy is right.
Uh-huh.
Amy is true. That is good for you. Okay, so it's Eddie and I. You need Eddie's to be a lie, to be a winner. Eddie, if you're lying, she wins $5,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Eddie.
Yeah.
You went to Dallas. You drove by the stadium. I would never have the guts to see a cracked door and walk through it. And I definitely wouldn't think you would have the guts either, because that doesn't seem like something you would do, but you do love the Cowboys.
Love the Cowboys.
And then on the field, you're just running on the field, mm-hmm. and nobody stopped you. Wow. Eddie, if that is a lie, she wins $5,000. Eddie, is that a lie?
Bones, you know I love the Dallas Cowboys, and I would never do anything this crazy unless it was at Cowboys Stadium. This whole story was true.
It's a true story.
Oh, man.
Mine was a lie.
Oh.
I'd never call anyone up on stage like that. I get shot or stabbed. Yeah, no way.
Oh.
Well.
Dang it.
Shoot.
You did not win $5,000, Brandy. I'm very sorry about that. But don't be totally sad, because you're going to come back and compete for $40,000 on Monday. Okay?
Woo!
Okay, so it's not over yet.
Let's go.
So you're going to come back, and you're going to face off against the other three that played earlier this week. And if you can last longer than them, you will win $40,000. You have a 1-in-4 shot to win $40,000, basically.
Wow.
Okay, so Brandy, I know you're disappointed because of today, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm just excited to be on the show.
Yeah, I take $5,000 better to meet us. But anyway, we're gonna play on Monday. Good luck to you. We will talk to you very soon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, there she is. Brandy from Kingsbury, California. And if you can spot the liar, USA's new competition reality show, Snake in the Grass, gets four contestants at $100,000. They just got to find the liar. Who's sabotaging it? If they fail and they can't identify them, the snake leaves with all the money. See, we should get the money in this bid if we fool them, shouldn't we?
I agree. I 100% agree.
Yeah, dang. Oh. Spot the lies, catch the snake, win the cash. Snake in the Grass, episode 2 on Monday at 11:10 Central on USA Network. Please watch. All right. She didn't win, but we'll give her a chance to win more money than that on Monday's show.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Joanna from Texas.
I had a question for y'all. How much of your college education do you think you use in your occupation? I got a business degree. I'm working in the business, but I feel like very little from my actual college classes am I carrying into my occupation. Just curious about you guys.
Listen, I studied radio and television and still none. I mean, I was already doing radio while I was in college, and they were like, hey, since you kind of know this, will you teach them how to do it? So none. I mean, college is mostly you show people you can complete something. Unless it's a skill that you have to develop to get an entry-level position, like an architect or a biochemist mm-hmm. or a doctor. But yeah, no, none. I mean, Amy, you're in radio. What was your...
Oh, I was agricultural development at Texas A&M. But I did see that Texas Tech put out something saying that 70% of people still use their college degree in their work.
Yeah, who said that? A college. Yeah. Eddie?
Yeah, 20% probably, because I did radio, television, film too. But I learned most of it in the workforce, man. Working in news, I learned a lot of stuff.
Eddie was a cameraman in a news station when I met him. So if we ever need him to go out and cover breaking news, let's
phone. Yeah, and I can do it all in like 5 minutes because it's got to air like that in 5 minutes.
Lunchbox, you don't have your degree per se.
Yeah, but I would say 100%. I got my degree was going to be in speech communication.
Wow.
So I pretty much nail it every single day.
That was going to be your degree.
Yeah, speech communication.
You can't even say your degree, and your degree's about saying things.
Yeah, that was what it was. Speech communication.
You can't say it again.
Did you have to give speeches?
Yeah, I did, and a minor in general business. Wow. I'm a business man,
wow. Joanna, it doesn't matter. Wow. It doesn't matter. Sonia in Nashville, go ahead.
I just watched your show. It was awesome. And the one thing that I really, really love about it is that it ends that hour and we don't have to go from week to week to week wondering. So I loved it. It was awesome. You were awesome. And congratulations. Love you guys.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we like it that it's one episode. You get to see the whole thing. It's great. And it flies by pretty quick because we're telling a whole story in an hour. And it's a competition. We ain't worried about love. We ain't worried about, ooh, does Johnny feel this way about it? No, we're playing a game. And you're playing a game at home. We need you to watch Monday night, if possible. We really need you. 11, 10 Central, Snake in the Grass. We got to get those 1849 numbers up.
We need that.
Yeah,
we got
to
get
those
overall numbers up. We had the biggest debut in that network in a couple of years. We won the night in all cable, but our 18-49s were a little less than we had hoped. So we got to get it up. And if we can get it up, and we have, I'm telling you guys, if we have an A plus week, there's a great chance you guys can be on season two.
Guys, we need you to
wait. You don't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Be on season two or three. I need to have those conversations, but it was already brought up to me at one point. And if we can go season two or probably three, I think we can get.
But maybe season two.
But we got to have a great
Oh, we're going to have a great season. Great season two, episode or episode two, whatever it's called. And then we're going to be on season two. We're going to make season two amazing and get you a season three.
Okay, whatever it takes. But we need episode two to rock it.
And then season three, you can bring Garth out there.
Well, I'm thinking about only you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Monday night. Please watch it on USA Network. 11, 10 Central. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, you would say pretty much every day is a jam-packed day.
If not, I feel like a loser and nobody loves me.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Well, and we've kind of told you, like, hey, you need to slow down. This is going to be bad for your health. Well, you're going to love this because I saw that keeping busy is actually really good for your health.
Bobby Bowden retired and died.
Oh, yeah.
Football coach at Florida State.
Really?
Yeah, Joe Paterno, retired, died.
Oh, yeah, that does happen.
People that love what they did, worked every day, became great, retired, died.
Couldn't be that they were 90.
Could be.
They were also old. Hey,
could be.
So
could be.
Keep it up. Stay busy. It's good for you. You'll live longer.
Okay.
A mom shared with Good Morning America how she's saved thousands of dollars a year by only grocery shopping once a month. She only goes back if she needs like a fresh item, but her name is Megan Birch and she's got a huge family and she sits down every month, comes up with a plan for her huge monthly haul. And that's her number one tip to saving so much money. She also said you got to take advantage of freezing items. Take a look at your fridge and your pantry. What does your family actually eat? And make it a point to not buy items that you never end up eating. Don't do it.
In theory, that sounds cute. Let's be honest. Yeah. In theory, that sounds cute. You end up making a lot of jail soup if you do that. And Kaylin's great at making jail soup. You guys know what jail soup is?
No.
Like whatever.
It's whatever you got.
Find.
Like you don't have a lot of stuff and you got to figure out with what you got how to make something good.
I like that.
Kaylin can crush some jail soup. It doesn't matter what it is. She's like, well, we got three walnuts. We got like a random Cheeto. And it looks like some Arm & Hammer. And all of a sudden she's like, give me an hour. It's an amazing dinner. But unless you want to make jail soup, that's tough for a month.
A list was put out of the best country artists by decade, so I want to see if you agree with the list.
Oh, give me the decade. I'll give you who.
Okay, 60s.
Ooh, that's tough.
Johnny Cash.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I fell 70s. Into a burning ring of fire.
Come on.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned.
Waylon Jennings.
Dolly.
Oh.
I'd like to say Dolly every generation. I mean,
yeah, you could.
Yeah, but okay, I got it. What else?
80s.
You know who was underrated in the 80s, though? And this won't be it, but Lee Greenwood. A lot of hits in the 80s. You know, but the 80s aren't really a loved decade by country music folks. But I'm going to say 80s. He could be any time. George Strait.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The King.
Yeah. 90s.
Garth Brooks.
Ding. 2000s.
McGraw or Chesney, I would say, because they both came into their own. They were 90s for sure, but McGraw or Chesney?
Chesney.
Oh, wow.
Dude, pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you're nailing it. The 2010s.
That's the Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean class, so I would go with one of those two.
Aldean? Jump on in, a man tell your friends, we're raising hell with a blacktop in. And then the 20s, what we're in.
I mean, it's got to be Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen. They're the only two that are in that conversation, so Combs or Wallen.
Morgan Wallen?
I'm gonna whiskey
glasses. Nailed it.
Not bad.
Thank you. Wow. Sit down, everybody. No
more
emotion.
Games for you.
Thank
you.
If there's a game, you would have won. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back when Johnny Bell was 23 years old in Oklahoma City, he started his career at the post office making $1.81 per hour. Well, last week, he celebrated his 70th year working at the post office.
That's a long time doing it. Living. Not even just working somewhere, just living. Wow, that's awesome.
He's the longest tenured postal worker in the United States of America.
I wonder what his retirement is.
Mm-hmm. And how much he gets paid now.
Yeah, paid now. Well,
more than the $1.
Right, but he still goes
cents.
To work at 90-something years old, so I assume he just sits there.
Irie runs it by foot. Mm-hmm. He does Pony Express all through the town on foot. Yeah, that's crazy. Why do you assume he just sits there?
If you're 90,
ageist.
Here we go. Here we go.
Ageist. Go ahead.
A what?
Ageist.
When you're 90-something years old, you can't move, really. There's very few 90-year-olds that can move.
Hey, our last, like, 19 presidents have been over 90, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
What are you going to say there, buddy? That's a good story. Good for him. 70 years.
70 years of the same job.
That's cool. All right, good job. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Yesterday on the show, Lunchbox brought us what he called the best audio ever recorded. And so we played it. I'll give you like 5 seconds of it. Hit it, Ray.
Sorry about that, man.
Hey, no, no, it's not. Hey, no, I didn't mean to cause a problem. I didn't know. I was just trying to.
So then they fight. Is the thing. But this woman's like screaming. Awesome. She goes, I'm going to shoot you. Is the whole thing. It wasn't the best audio ever recorded.
When you get on tape, someone saying, I'll shoot you, that is unbelievable. That is does not happen. That is best audio ever.
It was a good bit.
You could barely hear
the audio
was
terrible. Yeah.
So that happened. And then after it happened, when she walked out, what did she say? I'll shoot you? Or
she said, I'll shoot you. I'll go get a gun and shoot you or something along those lines. I was like, So I was like, what do you do? So I left and I got in my car and I called 911.
So we have the clip because you can call. You can get it played back here. Have you heard this back?
I have not heard it back. So
do you now, because you've called 911 so many times, do you know, like, this is probably going to be on the air, so you get a little more manly?
No, I'm just in the moment. I don't even think about it. I'm like, because when you hear someone say, I'm going to shoot, I'm not thinking about on air. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, like, this is real deal. Like, these people are in danger.
Okay. Like, I'm going to say. You still stayed afterward and interviewed the people.
I did. And you recorded the whole thing.
Here is the 911 call. Huh.
Sunday, July 31st at 1:06 p.m.
911, do you need police, fire, or EMS?
I need police ASAP.
Okay, sir. Can you tell me what's happening?
I was at over here on Murfreesboro Pike, and a customer was screaming at the employee. They got in a screaming match. They were going back and forth. And then the customer said, yeah, I'll come back and shoot, and talking about shooting the employee.
Okay, you still on the site? Have you moved to a safe location? Where are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm in my car. Like she was still in there yelling, and she was like, I'll come back and shoot. And once she said shoot, and I was like, or something like that. And so I came out to my car, and I don't know if she has a gun in her car. I have no idea, but she was still in there yelling, and I was like, I got to get out of here. So I am sitting in my car. But she is, like, she's walking out right now. Should I try to go up to her and, like, calm her down, talk to her? What do you suggest I do?
Sir, please stay where you are and do not approach the woman.
No. I'm not approaching her. She's leaving right now, but she's getting in a blue SUV. Should I follow her? That way I can tell you where her location is.
No, sir. Please stay in your car and we'll dispatch the police to investigate. Please do not follow or interact with the suspect at all.
Yeah, I wasn't going to interact, but, like, I mean, I can follow at a safe distance.
No, sir, if just you want please me. Stay in your car. We'll dispatch the police right now. Thank you for your cooperation, and officers on their way. Have a good day, sir.
Well, you're just itching to get in on it, aren't you? Uh-huh. You lied, though.
I know.
You lied. You lied in the call.
You lied.
What did you lie about?
He said, as soon as she said it, I got out of there and called
you guys.
Yeah, I did.
I was
about to say you recorded a conversation for the radio show.
Yeah, you're right. But then I did. I wanted to follow. I wanted to know if she wanted me to do like a chase, like that way they could pull her over.
You asked 3 times, yes.
And she was adamant that I do not follow the suspect. Like, do not, like, engage her. Do not do anything. And so I didn't follow.
What's your review of your 911 call?
I thought it sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought I did a good job.
You're getting better, I gotta
you
say.
You are getting a little more in control because you know we're probably going to find it and play it.
Exactly. Anyway,
okay, and nothing ever happened from that?
Not that I know. I watched the news and I've not seen anything about, like, I really did it for like 3 days straight. I was like, oh man, I need to watch the news, see if there was a shooting at the sub shop, and there hadn't been one.
All right, thank you, Lunchbox. Scuba Steve, how do you get that, by the way? What's the process?
I have a contact over at Metro PD that I made maybe a year and a half ago when he wanted a 911 call, and I just...
Could you get everybody's 911 call?
I don't know if everyone, but him, because I work with him.
No, but is it like could you get everybody?
Would y'all have one?
Or like if you made one or anyone in the
is it population? Just free for all? Like, is it since it's called into a thing we pay taxes on? Are they just public?
I know it's different states. Like Florida, you can gather any information you want. Tennessee may be a little bit different. I haven't asked for if I could
all
take anyone else's. All of it.
Whole hard drive. Of just all the calls.
All the calls. We come in one day.
That'd be kind of cool.
We spin the wheel of 911 calls and see what we get there.
That'd be actually a lot of fun.
Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
A can't opener.
Of course.
That was the morning corny.
All right, we're talking to Maren Morris. Her last number one song is the massive song, The Bones.
Nothing's ever gonna move it when the bones are good.
Maren started touring her home state in Texas when she was about 11. Her dad acted as her manager and her booking agent. And she did all the auditions for all the shows, American Idol, America's Got Talent, The Voice, Nashville Star. She was rejected. So what does that tell you? That these shows, well, American Idol's pretty cool. The rest of them, you know, who knows? Casey Musgraves encouraged Maren to make the move to Nashville. Maren's just awesome. She's married to Ryan Hurd, who's a big songwriter artist in town. And her band plays pickleball backstage before shows to pass the time. All right, here we go with Maren Morris.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Maren Morris.
Maren, I was in New York. I don't go up there a lot. I guess it's pandemic. I don't really do anything up there, but I went up to do some press for some stuff. And
are you doing the Today Show?
I sure was, like right before you.
Oh, nice.
And that, because I saw a picture of you in the green room, and it's like a blue Today Show thing before you walk in or whatever that is, or green. I'm colorblind. But I saw
a
picture.
Were you the day before?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. So the day I was doing it, you know who else was on the show but different segments?
Who?
BJ Novak.
Really? He's got a new movie out. Yeah, and they say it's really good.
I didn't get to meet him, though.
So would you have said anything to him?
Yes, absolutely.
Because Whitney Cummings was, do you know who that is, the comedian?
Yeah.
She was sharing the dressing room with me, and she is a big, really big personality. She was very nice, but she's a really big personality. And I was like, you know, I just don't want to bother. I don't know. I just felt like I was bothering her. She also probably thought I was like a janitor or something. I don't know what was going on. Because we know when you drive up and you go in the back door and there's all the paparazzi there.
Yeah.
And there's like six or seven camera guys when you get out of the car.
Yes.
Not
for me. But.
Yes, for you, for everyone. Yes, for you. But I get out of the car and I'm in a suit because I'm going to go sit in on a couple segments. And my wife is with me, but they don't think I'm the famous person. And I'm not, they just are taking pictures of her. And she's like, and all the pictures of her are like
she looks like someone.
Yeah, they're like, I think she's a model. And I'm like, well, no, it's me. It's me. So
yeah.
I went in already a little hurt and then nailed the segment. Anyway, my whole point was when I was doing that, I saw your name on Radio City Music Hall when I was driving by.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so cool.
It was a fun show.
It's a big, big room, like very big, deep, cool room.
Yeah, very high up, like your neck hurts. It's so beautiful, though.
Have you played that room before?
I have, yeah. It's stunning every time. Like, it just sounds so good. Most of our shows on this tour have been outside in amphitheaters, and this was our one indoor show aside from, like, Bridgestone at the end of this year. But we were like, damn, it sounds really good in here.
I could ask you which ones were like cool places for one reason or another, venues that you played, and before you played it, you're like, man, this is awesome because I've always wanted to play here.
Yeah. I remember I didn't headline, but I opened for Eric Church at Red Rocks, and that was like crazy. But I had to get an oxygen tank because it was so, the altitude was so high for
even
me.
To just to sing.
Yeah, I was making a short joke too. But yeah, I needed like a full tank for how short I am at Red Rocks. But I, that was like one of those pinch me moments. And now I get to headline it this year.
That'd be the first time. What about back home? Was there a place that used to go to shows and then when you finally played it as like the main person, or maybe not home, but maybe a city that was near in Texas that you were like, I can't wait to one day do this?
I remember because I grew up going to American Airlines Center in Dallas to see shows. And when I was on the Keith Urban tour, we went through there and I definitely had like a major ugly cry on the stage during my church, like in my hometown, because I had like 50 people in the crowd.
During the song? You cried during? So what happens if you cry or you fall or something happens during a song and it throws off the timing of the rest of the song? What will your band do?
Well, for my church, I still get emotional during that song, so we always save it for the end, just in case, you know, the whatever hits the fan and I lose it. I can't really get it back together if I start crying. It's like I'm teetering, and then the tears come, and I'm really off key, and I just, the crowd finishes it for me, basically. That's what happened that night.
Have you ever fallen? Like been in hills, and you get jumping around, you fall down? Don't even say no if it's no, because if you do, I don't want to be blamed for it. Just be like, that's a situation I haven't had to address yet.
Not yet. It's going to be on YouTube. I'm just like, I'm emotionally prepared for it, but it just hasn't happened yet.
So this Humble Quest tour is going to go all the way to December. You're ending in Nashville. I want you guys to go to MarenMorris.com. All the dates are up there all the way through December 2nd. And they're all really cool amphitheaters. But an amphitheater is awesome, especially in like after July.
Yeah, That is nice.
After July, yeah. it's really great. So go check it out. It's the Humble Quest Tour. And then we're going to play the new song, though, right now. So this is, I saw you post the other day. Maybe it was like even yesterday or today. You were like, all right, this song's at 7. We're fighting right now. Like, how do you feel about the song? How do you feel like it's doing? People singing it back loud at the show?
They are. It's like song 2 in the show. So it is kind of like out of the gate to put a single. But I feel like it's the most, if I can be real here, I mean, it's the most like competitive chart right now. And I've always felt it's a little competitive because, you know, I'm a woman and there's like very few of us in there. But I definitely feel like I'm so proud that it's gotten where it's gotten. And yeah, it's always amazing when you can ring the bell. I hope we can like get into the top 5. But I just look at the rewards it's like reaped in having any new music out and just being able to tour again. So as much as like I appreciate y'all promoting it, and I know there's a lot of songs you have to play in an hour, but I am very proud of this song. And the fact that I get any radio play at all is kind of a miracle. So
I'm gonna be honest, we play like 2 songs an hour, Maren. We don't even like playing music. We just like hear ourselves talk for
the
most part.
Oh, I get to be one of the 2. What's the other one?
Yeah, who knows? Probably crap. I'm gonna be honest with you. Sometimes we're out of time, and I'll be like, I don't like that song anyway, and we'll cut it. But I tell you, it's never Circles Around This Town. Ray, have I ever dropped Around This Town?
Definitely not.
No, because I'll see a song and I'm like, that one ain't that good. So I'll make sure to play the good one, and then. So what do you need me to do? You need me to play it every 5 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, this is crunch time. I don't want to take a spin from a friend, but I really appreciate the help.
What about an enemy? So I'll list some people. You tell me who's your enemy, and we'll take a spin from them.
I'll tell you who I hate after the next.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia, starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last 1.5 years. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy, reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw on TikTok that you would duet a guy. Who's this guy right there?
Oh.
Because it's not Idol. I thought it was going to be Idol.
No, it was just like a Dallas guitar show, Battle of the Bands.
Oh, it was a Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
Were you in a band or were you a solo artist then?
I was a solo artist.
And you, he duetted you on TikTok?
I duetted him, but he was just bringing... I heard about this because it was like going viral, but he did... Like we were all auditioning to be the winner of this Battle of the Bands. And I remember him like... very clearly they won his band, but he like zooms in on the photo and it's like me next to Casey Musgraves and we're like probably 14 or 15 and the end of his TikTok was like, we won the battle but they won the war.
I think I saw too,
we lost
you. Yeah. And Gavin DeGraw, I don't know who TikTok too, but you and Gavin DeGraw were up on one together.
Yeah, I'm trying to be better at TikTok. I'm not very good at it. I feel kind of like a boomer when I use it, but I kind of prefer it now to Instagram just as far as scrolling through. And
which is why Instagram tried to create themselves as TikTok.
Which I wish they should stop. Like, I don't think you should try to be the other.
Well, Instagram is Snapchat. They stole Snapchat, and now we don't even think of Snapchat as much anymore because all the stories was just Snapchat. Right. So now Instagram's going to do TikTok, and then we're not going to know TikTok, and we're just going to know Instagram, and they're going to rule our world, and we're all going to have an Instagram chip in our head, and that's it. The world's going to end probably just like that. You heard it here first. That's Mary Morris, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. All right, Maren's out on the road. She's got a lot of shows left. If, let's say, you are under the weather and you have a show, what is a tip for somebody out there that has something, a wedding or a situation at work and they're feeling sick, what can they do to actually get up for that day? Because I'm sure it happens all the time where you're sick, you're under the weather, and you got to perform. What can you do to make sure you can get through the next 12 hours?
Oh, well, I've done kind of every potion you can do to get through the show. I mean, if you don't feel right, like throat coat tea, I've gone and done the like steroid shot that gets you like, you know, through the next 90 minutes.
What if you lose your voice? What's the key to getting your voice back quickly?
Oh, a steroid shot.
Just go to the doctor.
But they're not good for you. So honestly, one a year is okay. But
that's all you're supposed to get?
How many do you get?
Maybe six or seven. I didn't know you're supposed to get one a year.
Oh.
Are you serious?
I think they stay in your system for a long time.
That's why I'm so jacked, boys.
Yeah.
That's why I'm
crazy energy. Yeah, but... As I've had a few like, oh no moments, like where I was like, I cannot cancel this show and we'll do the steroid and it brings your voice back for like the night, but then you feel like absolute crap for like 3 days.
That's always the problem with it. That's why I feel like crap most of the time, guys.
I get all the roids
every single month. Maren Morris is here again. Go check out her show. She is on tour till December. She's all over the country. She's so many dates and you're doing more than just Friday, Saturdays. You're out on different nights of the week too. Sometimes
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're about to do our West Coast run, so that'll be longer. But yeah, I have my son out with me on the bus. So having just like 3 days is enough. I feel like the weekend warrior thing is good when you have a toddler on a bus.
Can I ask you a question about him?
Yeah.
So
please.
I was with your husband and he was saying that he was going to a swimming lesson. Now he is quite small. How does he do swimming?
He loves it now. Like the first few times were tough, but he loves the water. He's definitely like a water boy. Like he loves baths. He loves the lake. He loves
the first
boats.
Time you put him in though, like what do? Do they just hold them in or do they throw and go, all right, buddy, let's see what happens.
We didn't do that whole like ISR, I think is what it's called, where you like, they have to be little, but they like throw the kid in the water and they have to like learn to float. We didn't do that. Although I've heard that works. No, but they're scared. He was scared at first because he couldn't touch the bottom. So you're just like holding him. But
same.
Now he loves it. Same.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, we probably all went through this. But no, he's doing good. We're about to start potty training on Sunday. So I'm like trying to gear myself up for that emotionally.
Why emotionally? What's the hardest thing that you have heard about potty training?
I mean, everyone has a different horror story. And then some people are like, my kid learned in 2 seconds. But I don't have any context. I have a boy. I don't know. I feel like Ryan's going to have to help out on certain things. But it's like a 3-day thing. Like the first day is they don't wear any clothes.
Sounds like a wellness camp. Naked, 3 days.
Yeah. And you just teach them like, sorry, this is like TMI, but like you just teach them to like learn the sensation and then like where to put it, like go to the toilet. But yeah, I'm like going from the road to right into a potty training 3-day marathon.
Eddie just potty training the baby, right?
Yeah, but I don't do any of that stuff. My boy's almost 4 and he just pooped in the potty. So like
we're 4?
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, people like to just kind of grab the bull by the horns.
2 years until that happens. Oh, my God.
Punt it for a while. Okay. Good luck, Maren.
Yeah,
awesome. Love to see you. You guys follow Maren on Instagram and Twitter, at Maren Morris. She is out on the road. The Humble Quest Tour. Get tickets. You can find every which way to get tickets. And I'm going to give Circles Around This Town a couple extra plays.
Thanks.
And I'm going to take away from those people you told me during the break that you hated. So that's what we're going to do. That's right. We're going to make sure that does not get a spin.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. She didn't say.
She did.
It's in the ether now.
She said.
Oh my gosh.
Stop.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm gonna bleep both names out anyway, so nobody can even hear what I'm saying. All right, Maren Morris. Thank you, Maren.
Thank you.
We're using our own money for this. We have an endorsement deal with DraftKings. Why didn't I just say let us do it for free? I don't know. I'm an idiot.
Oh, you think they would have?
I don't know, but it's our own money, and now we're in. Let's go. Okay, so. With the NFL season coming up, everybody's just going to pick a team. I'll put it in a hat. We'll draw it. I thought we'd do $20, and these guys are like, no, do $50.
Dude, we want to make some real money here.
So it's going to be $500 total. We're
going to
bet it on one team and follow them the whole season.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is going to
be great.
Okay,
so let's go through the teams real quick because some of them haven't been announced. Eddie, who are you putting in?
America's team, Dallas Cowboys.
Morgan?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Amy?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mike D, who are you putting into the hat?
Come on, Mike.
Unlike Eddie, I'm realistic. I'm going with the Bucks.
That's not a fan.
Okay, so there are two Tampa Bay Bucks in there.
Get out of here, Mike. You're done.
Raymundo, who are you putting in the hat?
There was only one team I was going to put in that hat, and it's dem boys, the Cowboys.
Yeah, Ray! Okay. This dude knows what he's talking about. Oh.
Lunchbox?
Give me the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, my God.
Scuba Steve?
The defending Super Bowl champions, the Los Angeles Rams.
Okay. Kevin in there? Who do you pick?
Kevin Trigger. Going with the GOAT, Tom Brady and the Bucks.
3 Buck votes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Guys.
Abby.
Denver Broncos.
Okay, I like that. And then I put in the Green Bay Packers. So,
we
got the Packers. So, that's everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. We only have one team in the AFC.
I'm going to throw the first
that's
one away.
Crazy.
What does that mean?
Hey, the first one I'm going to throw away.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, get rid of Tom Brady.
This
get rid of one of the Bucks.
We're going to be throwing away the Cowboys.
Yes! Woo! Yes, thank goodness.
See ya.
Money saved.
Guys, there's another Cowboys in there.
Dang it.
No, see ya.
Do you want to draw or throw this one away?
Throw it away. We need to get rid of a Tampa Bay one.
All right, let's throw one away. We're now throwing away the Vikings.
Oh, that's great. Love it.
No, that's 41
hours.
That was
trash.
Hey,
Run it.
Throw it away.
Toss it. Next one.
Toss it.
Run it or toss it?
Run it.
Toss it.
Toss it.
Okay. Toss it. 2 versus 1.
Tom Brady. Right. Let's go.
Everybody else is yelling.
We'll be throwing away.
Please be the Cowboys.
Nope.
Who did a whole sheet of paper? The Chiefs.
Oh, dang, love it. Good. Good one. Good. Get rid of it.
Okay. This one we're taking.
Take it.
This
I say take this
run
one.
It.
Take
it. Run it.
Run it. Run it. Run it. Run it. Let's go.
The team will be putting all
Super
the money
Bowl
on.
Super Bowl champion.
Dak Prescott, baby.
No, please.
Come on.
I'm
going to
be
Bay.
So. I want my $50 back.
Tampa America's Bay.
Team. America's team.
Tampa Bay.
Come on. I would rather. Who would you rather have? I'd rather have. I mean.
I'd rather have the Packers, honestly.
I want to see Tom Brady win again before he finally
I just don't
wins.
Want to cheer for Aaron Rodgers. So I don't
the
want.
The team that we will be putting all of our money on.
This is it.
No, it's not mine.
It's Tampa.
Woo! Yes! So that's the other Tampa. Who
that's
put
you.
It? No, but that's on my piece of paper.
Okay,
oh,
here we go.
Oh, and Mike.
Going to DraftKings right now. If we're putting 500 okay. on the Bucks.
Wow.
If the Bucks win the Super Bowl, we will win $4,000.
Oh, it's a party. We will have a big party.
You ready? I'm going to push it, the button to make the bet. In 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Done. Boom. I screenshot it.
Okay.
All right. We got it.
Yes.
I hope you guys are happy.
I mean, I've.
Didn't you
I'm
say Tom
actually,
Brady looked unhealthy?
Yeah, nobody's upset anymore. That's the deal.
I know.
Yeah, no. And I'm actually kind of motivated to watch football.
We need the Tampa Bay Bucks. We need Tom Brady to stay healthy.
Yeah, let's
we need
go.
Leonard Fournette to drop about 20 pounds. And we need to let's go.
A lot of work.
We need Gronk to come back.
Work. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Tampa.
I forgot Gronk left.
A lot of work to do.
All of our money. It's there.
Buzz, I love that.
What?
That's great. We got to do all this
work
before the season starts.
And
we're going to do it.
We're going to do it. All right. That's our pick. Let's make some money, money, money.
Woo!
Hey, girlfriends. It's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
the war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Welcome to Easy Trivia. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Hello.
All right. Eddie with 3 wins this season. Amy and Lunchbox with 1 win. You're playing for that tiara. 5 wins gets you the championship.
Catch up.
Let's go.
It's the easiest game. Amy, the category is animals. What animal is said to have 9 lives?
Cats.
Cats is correct. She's on to the next round. It's so easy. Lunchbox, what animal is said to be man's best friend?
Roof, roof, doggy.
Doggy is correct. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. All right. Don't worry, the energy falls off soon. What animal has a trunk and tusks, Eddie?
Ooh, that's an elephant.
That's correct. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Morgan, finally, what marsupials are famous for carrying their young in a pouch?
A kangaroo.
That's correct. Yes. Ooh. Okay, now we can stop all the clapping crap. Okay, so what's going to happen is if you miss it, you'll be eliminated, and you'll hear this sound right here.
You've been boned.
The goal is not to be boned. The goal is to win. Goal. Amy, you're up first. The category is country music.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood won which TV talent show?
American Idol.
That's correct. Lunchbox. Blake Shelton is married to what pop star?
Gwen Stefani.
Correct.
Yeah!
Darius Rucker was the frontman, Eddie, for which platinum rock band before becoming a country star?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of Dolly Parton's theme park?
Dollywood.
Very good. Everybody still in?
Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, but no, the energy's done.
We're out of energy. Clapping.
Yeah, okay. We're tired. My arms are tired. Yeah.
Whatever.
The next category is kids' cereal. Amy, what type of animal is Tony from Frosted Flakes?
Tony the Tiger.
Good. Lunchbox, what kind of bird is the Fruit Loops bird?
Toucan Sam.
So what kind of bird?
Oh, he's a type of bird?
Mm-hmm. You just said his name.
Nope.
So I need the type of bird.
Toucan.
Correct.
Oh, man. I was like, I have no idea. My gosh.
We all were like, oh, my God. Is he going to miss this?
I didn't know that was a type of bird.
Eddie, what animal's not allowed to have a bowl of Trix?
What animal?
What animal?
Oh, you silly rabbit. Trix are for kids, so the rabbit cannot.
Correct.
Well, man, that was a trick question.
What type of mythical creature, Morgan, is on the box of Lucky Charms?
Oh, he's a leprechaun. A leprechaun.
Wow.
Can't say the word.
We struggle with that one just in general. All right. Next category, everybody's still in. The Great Bambino is the nickname of what baseball player, Amy? The Great Bambino is the nickname of what?
What?
Famous baseball player.
The only thing coming to my mind is Babe Ruth, because Babe.
The Great Bambino.
I don't know any other baseball players from that era.
I didn't say what era.
Unless it's like, well, because I'm assuming Bambino, it's like that earlier time. Because I don't even know any. It's not Derek Jeter or anything. So for the Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is correct. The Sultanus Watch.
Yeah, man, the Great Bambino.
The Great Bambino from what movie is that?
Sandlot.
Yeah. Oh. Right, good.
What NFL quarterback wears number 12 on the Tampa Bay Bucks lunchbox?
Tom Brady.
Correct.
Shout out.
Eddie, who holds the world record for eating the most amount of Nathan's hot dogs in 10 minutes?
Ooh, his name. Whoa. I almost said Mark Chestnut. Hold on a second. It's Joey Chestnut.
That's correct. He ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Dude, I was so close to saying Mark.
Morgan, who is the most decorated Olympian of all time with 28 medals?
Simone Biles. That's all I got.
You've been booed.
Anybody?
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
Oh, you gotta know that.
It's gonna be a broad one.
Yeah, did not know that.
Morgan, I'm sorry you've been boned, so...
Still at zero.
The next category, three remain famous bands.
Ooh, I like that.
Love that.
Amy, George Harrison played guitar in what band?
The Beatles.
Correct. Lunchbox Slash played guitar for what band?
Oh, man. Slash. I'm going to go... This is my... Man, Guns N' Roses is my guess.
Correct.
Oh, woo! Yeah!
I realize
Eddie,
I don't
Travis
breathe.
Barker plays drums in what punk band?
Blink 182.
Correct. Good job. The next category is space. What is the moon called when it is as big and as bright as it can get?
A full... Oh, okay.
What is the moon called when it's as big and bright as it can get?
I don't know if it's a full moon or like an eclipse or something. Full moon!
Correct.
God.
Lunchbox, what are the groups of stars that look like pictures called? Groups of stars that look like pictures are called?
Constellation.
Wow. Nice job. Eddie, what's a scientist called who studies space on Earth?
He is an astronomer.
Good.
Wow.
All right. The next category, we got to roll a little faster now, is Pixar.
I love it.
Amy, which Pixar film features a rat that wants to be a chef?
Ratatouille.
Correct. Lunchbox, the Piston Cup is a competition from what Pixar movie?
Cars.
Correct.
Yes.
Eddie, where is Andy's name written on Woody?
Under his boot.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
State nicknames, we're going even faster now.
Man,
Amy, what state is known as the Grand Canyon State?
You've been booed.
I thought if we did that, I could bring it.
What is your answer? What is your answer?
I was going to say Arizona.
Well, let her stay in. Ray hit the button without permission.
Thank you.
So unboned?
Is being removed.
Wow.
Like it was.
You got deboned.
Lunchbox, what state is known as the Sunshine State?
California?
You've been boned.
You're boned.
See ya.
You're boned.
What is it?
It's Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie, what state's known as the Hoosier State?
That's Indiana.
Correct. Two remain.
So stupid.
Grab bag.
It's on their
Amy, what's the smallest unit of matter?
Atom.
Correct.
What?
Eddie, water boils at how many degrees Celsius?
Boils at 12. 1,200. 12.
You've 100, been 100,
120.
Yes! It's 212!
No, it's 100. So
wow.
You all missed it, but
wait,
12.
No. Water boils at 212.
No, water boils at 100 degrees Celsius.
Oh.
I said Celsius.
Celsius. That's what
Why are you arguing with the question asker? Why are you saying 12? Why are you ringing the button early? I start breaking stuff.
Everyone's in trouble.
Everyone's out of here.
Amy, good job. Let's go.
Amy is our winner. Woo! Nice job. Oh, there she is.
California.
I feel like that's not as exciting because we all started fighting.
No, you guys did.
We're not fighting. I'm not mad.
You know what, Lunchbox? Since you were nice and you played nice, you get a win too.
Yeah!
I'm just kidding. I'd never do that. All right, there's Amy, our big winner. Nice job.
Thank you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lexington, Kentucky. A man walked into a bank, went up to the teller, said, "Give me all the money, this is a robbery." They handed him over a bag full of cash, he ran out. Cops show up and they're like, "Huh, Whose cell phone is this?
Oh, no. Oh,
guy's cell phone. They saw it on the news. He's like, ah, they're going to get me. Turn himself in.
Oh.
Good. They probably would have gotten him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd gotten him. You know, he saved everybody time. Mm-hmm. Himself some time,
resources.
Too. All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. You may go to a movie. Movie Mike reviewed Nope, and you gave it a pretty good score.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite movies of the year.
And so Nope is that movie with Jordan Peele?
Yeah, he directed it.
Horror.
More of a sci-fi thriller on this one.
Okay, I like that better. But I like his other movies. What are they?
Get Out and Us. If you like those two, I think you'll really like this one.
Yeah, those are good.
Get Out was awesome.
Creepy, man.
Us freaked awesome. Me out.
Yep. I don't like scary movies, but I like those two movies for some reason.
And this one is less like blood and guts from those movies. It's more of dealing with aliens.
That's awesome. Get Out was awesome. I mean, Get Out. I don't even know why I went to watch that thing.
This the one with the boyfriend?
Yes.
Boyfriend?
It's like black. Oh, yeah.
That's weird, dude.
Get Out's awesome. Okay, so Nope. It has to do with aliens. It's not a spoiler, is it?
No.
Okay.
But that's all you need to know.
Does Shira see it? She's 15.
Yeah.
Okay, she's been asking me.
Can I stream it?
No, not yet.
And I thought, no.
Wait, what about Top Gun? Can I watch that one?
not yet.
They're making too much money.
That's a good one, dude. Dang, what was that? What's happening here? I don't want to go watch a movie at a theater.
Yeah.
So Nope, you give it 4 out of 5, you said?
4.5 out of 5.
It's your favorite of the three?
Yeah, no, my second favorite. I still think Get Out is the best.
Man, Get Out just kind of...
So good.
It's just like, I'm watching a show, I can't figure it out. Ah! That's a show to me. You're like, it's going to be scary at some point. It's kind of creepy, but... Ah! At some point, it just gets crazy. All right, so Movie Mike says, Nope. 4.5 out of 5, and a 15-year-old can watch it.
Yeah, for sure. There's no real violence or bad words or anything.
Best movie you've watched in a year?
No, there was a movie that came out earlier this year. It's my favorite so far.
Which one?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Never heard of it.
It's my favorite one.
Are you in it? Did you write it?
No.
little thing you did at your house?
No, it's a movie that deals with a multiverse.
Okay. Oh, I love a multiverse. Oh,
you do love
What's that
stuff.
Called?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Maybe in the multiverse, I've already watched it.
This one you can watch at home, though.
Okay, just text me the name of that. I'll watch that. All right, so go watch Nope, Movie Mike says, and check out his podcast, Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. On Monday, we got another. These listeners have a chance to win another bunch of money. One final time. To win lots and lots of cash.
Like all right.
All right, that's it. Have a good weekend. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God.
Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.